American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And they are the enemies of freedom, aren't they? Every single day turns up new something from these people that hate your guts and hate this country. You go up to Schumer. I'm sitting right here in Ground Zero. I'm in Georgia. I'm just outside the ATL. So I got a front row seat to what these people are playing, the games that they're playing, this with this goofball John Ossoff and his deep intellectual ads.
I'm John Ossoff, and all Georgians have a right to be safe. David Perdue doesn't think so, but I'll make sure you're safe. David Perdue won't. I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message for all Georgians to be safe.
You guys, an idiot. Warnock, we got more dirt on Warnock in his own voice, standing at the podium, belching out hatred, support for haters, socialism, mainstream media ignoring it, completely ignoring it, and now they're attacking Kelly Loeffler and Senator Perdue on the stock deals, which I'm going to be honest with you, I did too. It looked bad. It stunk. You heard me do it on this program, and I don't mind telling you that. I thought it was rotten, and I hated the way it smelled. And I even got a donation solicitation from Kelly Loeffler, and I sent it back, and I said, use the money you made from your meeting, from your insider trade. And you know what? They were cleared, but that doesn't get them over that. It stunk. I'm not going to pass that. It did. It reeked both David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. And if they find any dirt on them for that, that's their fault. But that did not look good. And to talk about this and more other things, whatever I want to say, I can say. This is my mic, my show, my studio. I can make it up as I go. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. How you doing, brother?
Doing great. I'm ready to do some more other stuff as well, my friend.
Let's do it. I was tough on Loeffler, and I was tough on Perdue. You know, when this whole deal about this COVID meeting in the Senate came out, and I forget, I guess they said Kelly wasn't there or something like that. But the whole thing stunk. There were stock trades. Perdue trending on Twitter today because the left now coming after him for investigation after investigation after investigation. Let's see how they handle that. Okay, because now they'll come after any Republican. They're going to try to go after Perdue. They're trying to just destroy him now because of that deal, which, by the way, the ethics committees have cleared him on. Andy?
Yeah, it's good that you hold them accountable. That's what we're supposed to do. Just because they're in election right now doesn't mean that they're perfect and that they're squeaky clean and that we love everything that they do. I mean, we still got to hold politicians accountable, sure, even on our side of the aisle and even during election time. So good for you on that one. But you're right. I mean, they've been cleared. Everything's fine. It's now going into the mode of, it's funny how vaccines now all of a sudden money is being thrown about all over the place and wondering who's going to get the profits of all these vaccines. And that's the conversation when it's, hey, people need vaccines and people are sick. And what are we going to do about getting this thing all out to the country?
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on we're going to talk about today because, you know, again, maybe we should call this our tinfoil hat hour. Do you find it odd that all of a sudden COVID is ramping up again? The timing of this is just uncanny, isn't it? The timing of this is uncanny.
Well, there's a few things that are uncanny about it. First off, you're right. The COVID-19 cases are rising right now at the exact same time that the CDC comes out and recommends that you only need to quarantine for 7 days now instead of 14 days. So we shut down the economy for the last 10 months. Because if you get the virus, or if you're in contact with someone with the virus, then automatically you need, or even if you travel outside of your community or your state, you got to quarantine for 14 days. Now, all of a sudden, directly after an election, while there's a massive number of cases supposedly rising all over the nation, they say, well, you only need to quarantine for 10 days or 7 if you've tested negative and you don't have any symptoms.
And the vast majority, we know, are no symptoms. And we also know that the rate of testing is increasing by 50 to 60%. So, of course, you're going to see. But the media's not going to tell you this. The media's, but I'll tell you what they are doing. They're setting everything up for an eventual Biden cure of everything. Biden's going to do what Donald Trump couldn't. Mark my word, that will be the man. I told you almost a year ago, it hasn't been a year, it's been about March when this whole goofiness started. But I told you, you're going to look back over your shoulder one day and go, what the hell ever happened to COVID-19? Whatever happened to it?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing, you want to put the tinfoil hat on, I have no problem doing this. The timing of its release, with everything going on with the global economy, with everything the globalists attempting to destroy Donald Trump, we will find out in due time that this was not an accident. There's no question about it. All of this, I believe, was done to destroy the Trump presidency and get him out of the way of the globalist agenda that he has so interrupted. And if you don't think that's true, simply go back and look at the coverage and the hatred and the vitriol thrown at Donald Trump from every direction, from impeachment attempts. I'm surprised there hasn't been an assassination attempt, Andy, myself. Go ahead.
Well, I completely agree. I mean, even you remember during the campaign, what was it, back in June or July, when President Trump made a comment, I'll never forget it, out in Ohio. I believe it was in Columbus somewhere. And he had mentioned that he was actually going to take a step away from being in the public eye for a while because he had upset so many people in Big Pharma that he didn't want anything to happen. And that he made the comment that if you don't see me in the public for a while, then it's because I'm hiding away. So he's even made comments that he was concerned about something coming after him. And now we just saw just last week or earlier this week, I think it was, where he signed some executive orders for when it comes to Big Pharma, when it comes to the prices of pharmaceuticals and how we're going to search the globe, and wherever it is the cheapest in the globe, that's what we're going to start paying for some of the pharmaceuticals here in this nation for people on Medicare and Medicaid, which pharmaceutical companies are not going to like. So you're right. I mean, I think that there's been some talks and concerns about hits on President Donald Trump. Again, if you call it conspiracy theorists all you want to. And then when it comes to COVID, you're absolutely right. I mean, look, the time frame I'm seeing on this is February, March, when it all goes away. If God forbid Joe Biden does end up getting into the White House, which you're in the front row seat there as well with all the hearings going on today in Georgia for the elections, which I've been kind of watching today. But if, let's just say, Joe Biden gets into the White House, right now we have the vaccines going out. We have the quarantine days being limited. We have the cases going up. If Joe Biden gets in there by January, all the vaccines are going to be out there in the nation. He's going to put a nationwide mask mandate in place. And 3 weeks later, all of a sudden, the cases are going to drop and COVID's going to disappear.
He is going to pit American against American here. It's getting very, very bad. When you look at, I saw the video of the, was it Max Pub or something? Up in, I don't know where it was, Massachusetts? I don't remember where it was. I forgive me for not recalling that. But you got the guy, with the selfie video that he put out on Instagram. And you've got, seven or eight cops, and he's calling them the Gestapo up there. And he made such a great point. 350 people getting on an airplane, thousands of flights a day, sitting a few feet apart from each other, okay? Thousands of flights a day going on across the country. Big box stores are open. People are shopping. People are in grocery stores. People are buying clothes. Come on, man. And now they're hassling this guy for trying to open his bar. All right. And he is flat out saying, I want you here. And his language was very colorful. Somewhere in maybe in New York or something like that. I think it was in New York. And he had the New York thing flying with the get out here at 6 o'clock, and let's put a stop to this Gestapo, these Gestapo tactics. And I'm very concerned, Andy, about what I'm going to see. I've told you before, if this stuff keeps up, you're going to see armed confrontation. All right. It's inevitable. It's going to happen when people are, look, desperate people do desperate things. All right. And for God's sakes, the cops that are hassling a guy, I understand these guys are being done. They're doing what they're told. They're cops. I get that. It's my job. Their pensions are on the line. I get that. But you know what, officer? At some point in time, you got to use some discretion and you got to stand up for the good of your community and for the good of the people that work, that you actually work for, that pay your salary, and say, I'm not going to go to that bar and destroy this man's livelihood. He's my neighbor. I've been in there off duty. Don't tell anybody I've been in there on duty, too. Andy, at some point in time, this is going to have to stop. And Americans, quit being suckers. Andy, are we falling for it across the car? Are we falling for this? I mean, I see people fighting over wearing a mask on your face. Ridiculous.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, remember, this is the same party, like the Democrats, the progressive mindset right now, where Nancy Pelosi shut everything down and then, of course, went into a hair salon on video without a mask on walking around when she said no one else should be able to go to a hair salon. This is the same, I believe it was in Texas as well, a mayor that said that it was too dangerous to even do outdoor eating. So they signed the agreement and had city council approve the agenda to close down even outdoor eating. that would take effect the next day. And right after the vote, went to do the outdoor dining at the same restaurant that they're going to shut down the next day because they wanted to enjoy it before it was shut down.
And the Colorado mayor who told everybody to stay home for Thanksgiving before boarding an aircraft with his family to go down to Mississippi to spend time with his family. Americans are not going to put up with this for much longer. But this agenda that's being pushed is incredibly dangerous. These people are trying to socialize you. Socialistize you. Socialistize. I like that. We make up our own words. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Biden was right. It's going to be a dark winter, but not for the reason he thinks. Back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Mic. All of it brought to you by X Insurance. Right after this with Andy Hoosier. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Push a couple buttons there. Slide a little thing there. Get back on the airwaves. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today in the GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And all of it is being brought to you by X Insurance, an AM best-rated real insurance company that has you in mind because they write you a policy after they speak with you about your needs and they design and custom build a policy for you, specifically for you. And then you get it and it's a real policy and you're named as the insured, not somebody else or not some other company that you're a member of or somehow associated with somehow, but it's actually your policy, just like you have for your cars, your boats, your homes, your toys, whatever else it is, your health, your life. The best of the best. I don't know why anybody would ever play with anything less when it comes to their freedoms. Some of those other programs, they're great. They've been around a long time. Move over and graduate to real insurance, just like your bank requires you to do, just like your car lien holder requires you to do, et cetera. Okay? Don't get real is what I'm telling you. You got businesses to worry about, life to worry about, kids, and your freedom. My gosh. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome back. That's xinsurance.com, by the way, to check it out. Andy, I've got a couple of requests here from a couple in the Facebook that are watching on the live stream that are throwing the hashtag out, free angry mark, or in our book we say pound free angry mark, right? If we keep going down the road we're going down now, I can promise you, Ron and others, angry mark will pop. So hang in there, hang in there. Andy, where were we?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you were onto something, and what we need to remember is when the cops are coming out, I mean, here in Wichita, for example, they passed the city ordinance, the county passed it with the health ordinance that, you know, of course, businesses need to mandate the mask wearing, the social distancing, and if they don't, then the city passed the ordinance to where police can go in, and actually people can rat them out and be these snitches, report on a snitch line to call the city and report a business that's not following these guidelines, in which case the city will open up an investigation and look and see. And if the business is not following the guidelines, they will be told to do so, and they will go to court and have to pay the court fines in order to do so and potentially have their business license stripped away in the city of Wichita. And that's the reason I bring that up. I know many other cities are trying to do the exact same thing. Here's the problem is that if we finally say enough is enough, and that we're not going to abide by these ridiculous laws, we're not going to have you shut me down because you don't deem me as a necessary business when it's pretty necessary for my livelihood to stay afloat and put food on the table for my family. You're not going to dictate what I can and cannot do with my business and how I operate my business. Then if enough businesses finally just say to heck with it, we're not going to abide, no matter what they pass, it's not going to matter. Law enforcement can't keep up. We're going to completely overrun the system. And even though the city council or whatever may be screaming at the top of their lungs to do something, if we're not abiding by it and if we're doing it in mass, there's nothing they can do about this. They try and just pick on a few of them just to intimidate and bully and use them as an example. And if we fight it, then eventually they can't do anything. I mean, most of them in most places, in most rural areas, I should say, their guidelines or their recommendations. And you know what? I will be more than happy to wear a mask when a business requests me to do so because, hey, you know what? We want to keep it safe. We want to keep it clean. We don't want an outbreak here in the store. We don't want to get that bad reputation. We don't want to scare people away. Can you please wear a mask? If they ask me, I got no problem to do it whatsoever. But when the government's telling me to do it and say, either you do it or we're going to shut you down and we're going to arrest you, we're going to fine you, we're going to make you pay court fines, we're going to do whatever, then that's when enough of us need to say, you know what? We're not going to abide by this. When you tell us to do it, but then you go do the exact same thing from the Thanksgiving trips to the hair salon to the sitting in the outdoor restaurant because it's really dangerous, but all of a sudden we're going to go enjoy it before we shut it down the next day. I just don't understand that mentality of do as I say, not as I do, because that's what politicians love to do, progressive politicians at least love to do. And I think enough people are finally beginning to wake up and say we're not going to deal with that kind of crap any longer.
All right, let me tell you why, with all due respect, I think you are sniffing unicorn fairy dust farts. Okay? Let me tell you why. And it's not you. It's not you. Because I wish what you said would play out in real life. Here's why it won't. And here's the proof of it. Let's go twofold. Number one, there are too many suckers out there. I have a couple suckers in my own family. Not my immediate family, but extended family, who actually pulled the mask during the Thanksgiving dinner at home deal. I didn't see them because they weren't at my home. Thank God. Thank God. They know they wouldn't have been able to come over. Okay. Number one, because there's a sucker born every single day. Number two, if you want proof of what I'm telling you, why it will never happen, walk around and look at how many people are just simply driving around by themselves in their own cars with their masks on, okay? There are not enough out there. There are enough out there to make a statement, but there's a sucker born every day as well, too, okay? Now, I'm not telling you, I don't disagree with you. I have to grocery shop. I walked into a Publix grocery store the other day. Young girl at the counter says, sir, do you need a mask? Because I didn't have my mask on. It was in my pocket. I forgive me, but I'm still of the mindset I don't really think about the fact I have to wear a mask. Listen to what I'm saying. I have to wear a mask. Are you hearing that? Listen to what I'm saying. See, it just popped out. There's Angry Mark. At what point in time do you think to yourself, what is wrong here? I just said to a young lady, don't worry, I have a mask. I mean, come on. Come on. Here we are. Here.
Mark, you're right. Here's the thing. I mean, you're right.
Well, the point that I'm making is there's suckers out there every single day, okay? They're the ones that are going to call you out. You know what I did? I put a mask on. I said, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Like most people, I guess nowadays, I just don't think about, did I leave my house with my mask? I don't know. Maybe I've just been around long enough. I don't know. Maybe I'm not a goofball millennial that just believes everything that comes out of these morons, these liars, out of their mouths. I don't get it, Andy.
Here's the thing. I don't get it either. And that's why shows like this are important, why what we're doing is extremely important to get the word out and continue to fight and let people know that even though they're thinking it, there are other people that are actually doing it as well. Because you're right, there are suckers born each and every day. We talked about it on the show actually yesterday with the voter fraud stuff where I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. While there's massive amounts of voter fraud evidence out there, if the mainstream media says that there's none and there's no evidence being presented and there's AG Barr's out there saying that there's not enough evidence, people begin to believe it. So even when the truth smacks them in the face and the evidence is presented, will they actually take it at face value? Will they believe it? Will they see it? Will they recognize it? Or will they just dismiss it because they can't recognize the truth any longer? There are too many suckers born that they have the blinders on so much that even when the truth smacks them in the face, then you can't recognize it. So that's why we need to keep screaming at the top of our lungs and eventually gather enough people to where that's the mainstream thought.
Proof to what Andy just said. Comey is walking around without a striped shirt on and a number on his breast pocket. Clinton is free. Both of them. Oh, go leave my wife out of this. You just leave her. I was never at Jeffrey Epstein's island. I wasn't on that jet 17 times. All those eyewitnesses, they don't know what they're talking about. And I can say that because the media over there is just not going to say anything about it. So I can get away because I know I can. None of these people are in prison. And Attorney General Barr, oh, we haven't seen any fraud that's worth, you know, I don't know. We don't know. Trump should fire this guy. Get rid of him. end his professional existence at the DOJ. Enough already. Put Rudy Giuliani in there for the last couple months, if this is your last couple months, and let him find something. Be back after this. I need a break. Blood pressure is going up. Good heavens.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, a little break. Little break during the break. Calm down just a tad bit here in the GunBroker.com studios. Let the car arms clean it off, wipe it down. You know, I was yelling into it pretty loud, so make sure it's cleaned up. Car arms microphone, we want to keep it platinum and shiny and looking good and sounding good. And all of it, of course, being brought to you by X Insurance. So you'll note I'm taking it a little bit easier. I do some breathing exercises while we're on the air. Hello, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. How are you today, man?
Oh, man, I tell you what. Well, you had to wipe off the mic so that way you don't spread the COVID-19 virus and then do some Wim Hof method breathing techniques. And now we're back at it, ready to go again.
You know, I got to tell you something. This was funny. This is true. I kind of upset my wife a little bit with this. And my kids were with me, and they were laughing at it. But as we were walking, we were all going into the grocery store a couple weeks back, and I had a receipt in my pocket. You know, I don't know. I don't know why when you go to Home Depot or Best Buy, you get a receipt. The flipping thing's like, you know, 2 feet long. Okay. All you did was buy a thing of like glue, and you've got this receipt that's 2 feet long. Anyway, I was returning something, and I had my wife says, "Do you have a mask?" I go, "Oh, no." So what I did was I took the receipt out and I folded it until it was about 8 inches long. And I grabbed the center of it, and I kind of popped it and squeezed it, and I put it in my teeth and wrapped it around my face, and I walked in with that. And they were very embarrassed. But I guess anything works for mask, right? Anything, as long as it's covering your face. How about this? How about you walk into the restaurant, and the server's wearing a mask, and it's not covering their nose?
Well, yeah, there is that one.
Is that jail time?
Yeah, band members that were out there. Yeah, I also like the band members, you know, for the football games that had the holes in their masks because they could play their instruments.
Yeah, I had a buddy actually carry a catcher's mask into a place when somebody said, "Sir, do you have a mask?" He put his catcher's mask on. I said, "Yeah, I have a mask." you know, it is getting crazy out there. And you know, I mentioned all this. You see, what does this have to do with guns? Oh, this has everything to do with guns. Everything to do with guns. It's just part and parcel of the nanny state, which we're getting ready to see if Trump can't pull this out. And I'm still not yet convinced he's not going to pull it out. Okay. I'm praying for him every single day. And when you see what's going on in the state of Georgia, Stacey Abrams is now front and center being investigated. That should shock nobody. Absolutely nobody, Andy, that Stacey Abrams and her organizations are being investigated. I got a text today. Let me read this. This came in today. In fact, I took a photo of this. And where is it? Oh, come on here. Come on. I responded with a very bad word. It says, we voted in President-elect Biden. Now we have to make sure the Senate has his back on passing economic relief and protecting your health care. Listen to this. Take 2 minutes to renew and get a ballot for the January runoff by clicking this link. And I said a very bad response, but there it is. If you're watching on Facebook, that camera thing will calm down there in just a second. A little bit too bright, I think, so you're getting a little bit of rollback on it. But nonetheless, there it is. And this is what's going on in the state of Georgia. Now, this is going on everywhere. Okay? So, fraud. No, Andy, that can't possibly be. Stacey Abrams and her organizations haven't been planning this for the last, since 16, right? So for the last 4 years at least, and probably prior to that, before she decided to run. So, yeah, the whole thing is in the bag. And those of you who think that this has nothing to do with guns, it has everything to do with guns, because this is the nanny state that if they can get you buying into the fact you have to wear a mask while your family is in your house with you, and you, because they're trying to cancel Christmas now. They were unsuccessful with Thanksgiving, but they're trying to cancel Christmas. They're trying to control you. This has everything to do with your guns. Why? Because the ultimate control is when they take away your guns. This is the party that's trying to do this, Andy. This all goes hand in hand, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the guns is the number one priority. I mean, remember all the candidates, again, I've said it so many times on your show, all the Democratic candidates in the primaries, where that was their number one objective. From Eric Swalwell to Kamala Harris to Beto O'Rourke to even Joe Biden, the guns were the number one priority on their campaign list. What they were campaigning on, what they talked about every single time during the presidential debates, that's what they want to do. And this is just a small way to do it. If you'll wear a mask in public whenever we tell you to, if we shut down your business, even if that's your small mom and pop livelihood for your business, if you don't go and go visit your family for Thanksgiving, if you don't go out and eat, if you go out to a bar, but you can only go out till 10 o'clock, it's 10:01, then all of a sudden you're going to get the virus. So you can only go out to a bar till 10 o'clock.
Well, COVID comes out.
Restaurant till 10 o'clock at night. Then COVID
comes out.
That's right. It comes out with the mask.
It comes out at 10:01.
That's right.
It even knows when the time, it even knows the time zones.
Yeah.
COVID does. It comes out at 10:01 p.m. and it comes out in bars first.
That's right.
And if you could see it, it's probably an ugly little black demon thing with a big grin and big teeth, and it's probably going at 10:01 when it morphs into, you know, it's time to go out in bars anyway. Don't go over there to Home Depot or that 24-hour Walmart. Stay here in the bar.
Actually,
oh, these people are enough to make
you
sick.
More like a Hillary Clinton style.
Oh, don't give me the screech, please. That's enough. No screeches, please. No screeches. No screeches. No screeches. What is it? Ask yourself this question. What is it about their agenda that requires you to be disarmed? They've got hundreds of millions of people in America scared to death to walk outside their homes without a mask on their face. Did you ever think you would live long enough to see this day in America? Did you ever think you would live to see this happening? This is not coincidence. This is not coincidence.
Well, Mark.
Joe Biden staying home and not campaigning when Donald Trump was drawing 50, 60,000 people at rallies is not coincidence. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, think about it this way. I mean, they completely missed the boat, which is what every government agency always does. But what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a virus where if you have a lowered immune system, if you have diabetes, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you have something that's compromised your immune system to some way, shape, or form, makes you somewhat more susceptible to it than other individuals. So instead of the CDC coming out and saying, here are tips for you to exercise, for you to boost your immune system, for you to take these certain vitamins, for you to take these certain supplements to help boost your immune system, to help combat COVID-19, to even go outside and get some vitamin D that helps boost your immune system naturally, they say, don't go outside, stay in your home, wear a mask, don't go near anyone, and be fearful of walking outside and being around anybody, including your own family. That's the exact same thing as what they do with the gun policies, is instead of saying, you know what, there's a shooting or there's bad guys out in the street, don't arm your firearm, be aware of your surroundings, but just take your firearm, be very scared of the firearm, be very scared of anyone that has a firearm, and they teach you the complete opposite of what you should be doing. It's the exact same tactic, it's just used in a different manner this time.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up some flu statistics for you during the break coming up, and we're going to take a look at that, because interestingly, that hasn't even been in the news. I'm sure no one has gotten the flu yet during flu season. And I'm sure no one in America has died of the flu yet during flu season. Do you know why? Because the media hasn't told you about it. Because if you don't hear about it, nobody dies from it if you don't hear about it. You know, I guess that's that old adage. You know, if a tree falls in the forest, you know, there's nobody there to hear it. Does it make a noise? Not if the media doesn't tell you it does. Andy, we're in a bad place. We're in a bad place. There's a lot of suckers in this country, and unfortunately, there are too many of them who will hate you and call you a killer for simply walking out of your home for not wearing a mask on your face. They'll call you a murderer. They'll tell you you're a killer. Yeah. They will threaten your lives. They will cancel you. They will try to destroy your career. Why? Because of what they're hearing on the news. Is what they're hearing on the news. Andy, we've got one more segment coming up. We'll switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about the record numbers of gun sales on Black Friday. And I'm going to be honest with you. Based on the numbers that we've seen throughout the last couple of years, I was shocked they weren't higher. And it was a record number. We're talking one day. Background checks, one day. But I'm shocked, believe it or not, that the number was not higher. We'll give you that number and we'll talk about it with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And the reason we can do it is because X Insurance has you covered with a real product. Trust me when I tell you this. Go get real insurance. You will not be disappointed. You'll feel good and you'll sleep better at night, I promise. Back after this. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. One more segment. Fastest hour in radio. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I could stay here with you all day. And believe me, Angry Mark could easily come out for the rest of the... We had another hour. I could keep Angry Mark out of the box for quite some time. Let me quickly mention some of our other partners here that make it all possible while everything is being presented to you by X Insurance. And it is, this is in fact the gunbroker.com studios. Had a great conversation with Patricia. She will be live on the program with me Sunday coming up. What is today? Thursday. So in 3 days, she will be with us at 8:30 PM Eastern, 5:30 PM Pacific. And we'll be talking about some bestsellers. Seems like we just did that. That's because we had the presidential election that kind of got in the way the last time we wanted to do it, so it's going to be a little bit quicker, but this is the actual time we do that, right at the beginning of every month. And it's always a fun couple of segments with Patricia. So gunbroker.com. Remember, gunbroker.com is where you go when you can't find it. And you can't find it now, so you go to Gunbroker, okay? And millions of you are. If you haven't yet checked it out, gunbroker.com, it is 100,000 gazillion percent free. I think Donald Trump would probably agree with me at least 100%. That gunbroker.com is free, 100% free. And I'm pretty sure Donald Trump would agree with that, but I don't know where he is right now. He usually pops in when I say that, but he didn't this time. So we'll just try it one more time. He usually agrees with me. He's not agreeing with me right now. We'll see if we can find
Mark,
Trump
it's
later.
Beautiful. It's huge. It's going to be the best thing ever in the world.
Did you see that? Did you see that? It's going to be the best thing ever in the world. He agrees with me 1,000% or 10,000%. The point that I'm making is if you can't find it, Gunbroker has it. Gunbroker.com, and it's free. Millions of you are doing it. Please go over there and check it out. You'll enjoy it, I promise. MyPillow, wow. What can I tell you? Stick it in your face. Stick it on their faces, right? What a great thing to say because it's a pillow. The pillows are $40 off on the queens right now, down to $29 for a queen pillow. The kings are extra $5. That's it. Biggest discount Mike has ever given. And you know what? He supports us in what is the craziest time in the world. A pillow. A pillow helps Armed American Radio stay on the airwaves. Please support Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, because he supports this program and we support him back. That's how it works. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Use the promo code AAR and give them away for your friends for gifts. I've already given away four. Well, I've got them. I will be sending them. Let me put it that way. MyPillow.com. Car Arms. I mentioned that. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, North American Arms, and of course, Defender Coffee. If you're watching on your screens, I am holding up a Defender Coffee mug. You can support the Second Amendment by directing your portion of the profits wherever you want it to go. I send mine to the Second Amendment Foundation when I drink coffee. It's a no-brainer. It is an absolute no-brainer. And don't forget, the discounts are still going on at Crossbreed Holsters as well, and all of this is presented to you by X Insurance. Andy, welcome back in, brother.
Always good, my friend.
Boy, I want to apologize. I didn't have enough time during the break to get those flu numbers from the CDC. I wanted to pull those up, but you got to do a little bit more digging than the clock allowed me. But we'll try to pull those up over the weekend, maybe even tomorrow as well. Because the point that I'm making is, the media is not talking about it. Therefore, it's a non-starter. There's no story because the media isn't talking about it. But Andy, as you know, they can make it a story if they want it to be. And then when they do, it seems like they're all reading off the same sheet, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they all have the same talking points. They all regurgitate the exact same facts. The exact same experts come on. And it's the Republican that's not really a Republican. It's the moderate individual. It's the crazy left-wing progressive. You're right. I mean, the flu, look, the whole family, my whole family, we got something the last couple of weeks. that was brutal. I don't know if it was COVID or if it was just the flu. I had a headache for about 2 weeks, and the wife got something in her chest. And, I mean, we had something, but I didn't bother getting tested because it felt like the flu. So we just went with it and rolled with it like the flu. But, look, I mean, if you look at the real numbers of COVID deaths, not the ones that they hype up of the 250-some-odd thousand people that have died, but the 8% of that the CDC says are actual deaths from COVID of people that don't have any other ailments that have led to their death, along with COVID being tagged on as another possibility, but just actual straight healthy people that have died, it's still like 10,000-15,000 people in this nation, whatever it is now, is still less than what the normal flu kills the average American and the average people worldwide. So, I mean, it's what the media wants to hype up. It's how they want us to be scared. It's what they want us to be focused on. And right now, the flu's not even a concern. They were talking about how they were so scared about going into the fall and winter season because the flu outbreaks along with COVID outbreaks and not being sure what's going to be what and everybody panicking. And yet we haven't heard them talk about the flu at all. It's just been strictly about COVID.
They will talk about what they want. They will drive the narrative whenever they determine it. They will decide who wins the election. This, I think, is something that before we go to those numbers from FBI, I want to go there before we close out the hour. But this whole deal about networks calling elections, nah. There needs to be some change. Networks don't call anything, and that needs to stop in this country. It truly does, but we'll talk about that at a later time. Georgia, shenanigans going on. What's going to happen here? Don't know. We're watching it unfold like you are. When we know something, we will let you know. But we paved the road here for you this week on how Georgia's a red state. We gave you actual numbers. We showed you things. Now I just read you a text that came into me trying to send me ballots. Me, ballots. And they called me Jesse, too, by the way. The whole thing is a scam. The whole thing is a scam. And how many people are getting suckered? Who knows? Nearly 200,000 on Black Friday background checks were performed, Andy. I saw the numbers between 186.5 and 200,000. That's a significant number for one day, but far lower than I thought. When I first looked at that, I thought, well, that's not near as big as I thought it would be. Even though when you step back and look at it objectively, it's a huge number of individuals who purchase firearms. And that's the best info we have, right, is the background check, the 4473s. But how many actually walked out with a gun or two guns, we don't know, but it's a significant number. Your thoughts on that?
It is a really big number. I mean, when you really just sit back and look at that, people are still, that's still the focus. That's still the front of center. I got an email from a listener as well just a few days ago saying that on Black Friday that he used to work to different outdoor shops that would help individuals get background checks on Black Friday. And that was the line. I mean, the lines were out the door from what he said. And it sounds like it's still the thing. Everybody's focus right now is still protection. We have a concern about another potential shutdown. We still have the virus. We have an administration that's potentially coming in that's going to be trying to strip away your firearms. The front and center focus of everybody right now is self-preservation. How can I prepare myself if we do another shutdown? How can I prepare myself if civil unrest happens because Trump pulls this thing off and the other side doesn't like it? How can I prepare myself if the Biden administration tries to take my firearms away? How can I prepare myself to protect my family in numerous different situations? That seems to be the focus from a lot of individuals right now. So, yeah, that's a lot of guns, but that's good. And it's good to hear that a lot of people are focused on that issue right now.
I'm going to leave the show stand on that. Well said, young man. Well said, as usual. That's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM, Wichita's big talker, our great affiliate. We love you in Wichita, by the way. Weekday show and the weekend show. We love you guys up there. Keep the emails coming, please. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. We read them. It's just very difficult to get back to all of them now because there's so many. But we appreciate it. Andy, thanks for everything that you do up there fighting the good fight.
It's always good.
Always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, the voice of reason. Look him up on internet. You'll find him just about anywhere, and you can listen to him coming up in the next hour also up in Wichita, Kansas. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can, and they hate it. And we love it. It's what we do, and it's what we've been doing for 12 years, and I can't wait. I can't wait to roll into 2021 with you. Wow, what a year. This is any indication. Wait till next year starts. Got a lot of great things coming up with you into the new year. Did a lot of paperwork for a lot of new friends today. So, yeah, I'm going to leave it with this because we're running out of time. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught dead outside without his club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
I am with you 1,000%.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.